Today we're talking with Bryn Tinker with the Lyman FFA. Good morning, Bryn. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Hey, fantastic. Appreciate your time this morning. Chance to talk about one of your members with the FFA that you're doing some fundraisers for. But Bryn, before we start, just tell us what you do with the FFA.
So I am the FFA advisor and the ag teacher over here at Lyman High School. Our ag department has basically three parts. We do metal work in the welding shop. We also have a barn on site that we do animal stuff with and students can house projects. And we also have a greenhouse that we use to sell a lot of nursery goods and such for the spring sale. And then our FFA competes in everything from public speaking to ag mechanics, meat to livestock judging, and kind of everything in between.
Absolutely.
So we do a little bit of everything.
Very cool. All right. So, Bryn, today we're talking, though, about Emma Decker, one of your FFA members, who had some medical issues. Tell us what happened and what the latest is that you know on Emma.
So as of this morning, she actually was able to come to school today. Right before the break on December 17th, I believe, she was life flighted down to emergency for down to primary children. She had no idea. Her family had no idea, but she ended up with a brain tumor just right underneath her skull, and she was life flighted in for an emergency surgery. She ended up having two surgeries. One was to remove the tumor. The second was to actually put the scope plate back on because there was so much swelling that they couldn't put the plate back on until after the holiday was over. But she was able to come home and rest about a week ago, and she is back at school today on light duty. But that girl is tough. But like I said, they'd had no idea this was going to happen. And so we're just trying to fundraise for her to kind of help her and her family out.
Well, and not only not know what happened, but of course the time of year over the Christmas season to be going through that. And, you know, and Emma herself and her family and her parents. And yeah, that would be a tough time. That absolutely be a tough time. Glad to hear that she's on the mend, and fantastic that a month after that, she's able to be back in school. That's got to be a great sign. But regardless from that, of course, just the financial burden alone. And that's what these fundraisers are for.
Oh, absolutely. Because, you know, emergency surgery alone is one thing, you know, life flight, especially the week before Christmas break. It was a tough holiday. I was able to go down to the hospital, and visit with her and her family. So it was good to be able to see them, but I know it was not the best way to spend your Christmas break.
Yeah. You know, and, we're talking again with Bryn Tinker this morning with the Lyman FFA. And Bryn, we've talked to parents and supporters of from other families in the area, Star Valley, Kemmer, Bridger Valley, where it may be, that have gone through similar type situations, and the community has done such a good job rallying together to help support them, because the last thing that the parents should be concerned about in a time like this are the finances. That should be the very, very last thing on their mind, and the community's always been so good to help with that. So tell us what the fundraisers are, what you're doing, and how this is all working.
Okay, so first off, we actually did a coin drive here with the students right before we went to break. And that was a contest between each of the classes, and that raised quite a bit of money for her that way. We have a Facebook auction going on right now that's under the Emma Decker Benefit Auction. And people are basically, they just donate an item. There's a lot of baked goods. There's a lot of hard goods. We have pest control. There's landscaping. There's a lot of baskets with gifts and things like that, and people can bid on them that way. Our FFA is also doing custom metal signs with hooks on them for, you know, like a coat rack type thing that we can do with any name on it. We're also doing horseshoe racks and jewelry racks as well. The SCCLA is doing baked goods for kind of a dozen type orders. And then there's also a Wells Fargo account set up for her under her name for Emma Decker Benefit.
So a lot of things going on. And so for those maybe not in the area that are listening from outside the Bridger Valley, it sounds like the best way to get involved is to just go to the Emma Decker Benefit Auction page on Facebook, right?
Yes. Or if they're interested in trying to want to order any of the goods that the FCCLA or the FFA is doing, they can contact me directly at the school as well. And that number is just 307-786-4100, extension 5127. And they can get a hold of me and I can help them in any way I can.
Now, of course, these are big push for these right now, but the auctions and fundraisers can't go on forever. So is there a deadline or a proposed end date right now for the auctions part?
The auction online for Facebook is actually going to end this weekend. We're going to have it ending on Saturday. And we're also going to end the order taking for all the custom goods from the high school this week as well, so we can start to get a lot of those orders cranked out.
Bryn, do you have an estimate on how many funds have been raised up to this point, and do you have a goal for the amount of funds you'd like to raise?
I would love to be able to at least get $5,000 in that account. I know from just the coin drive alone that our students were able to pull in about $1,600. And so that's as far as I know right now. I know we have a lot on orders as far as, you know, the orders that we need to put out at the shop and the base goods, but as far as the total right now, I honestly don't know.
Sure. Bryn Tinker again with the Lyman FFA this morning talking with us about the fundraisers going on for Lyman High School student Emma Decker. Bryn, anything we missed about Emma and her battle and her fight that she's going through or the fundraisers you wanted to mention today?
Really just that she's such an amazing girl. She's one of our FFA officers. She's done nothing but positive things for us. She told me today that they're having a meeting, I believe tomorrow, to talk more about where she's at medically as far as where things are at with the tumor. But she's just an amazing girl, and just to have her in our community is going to benefit us. So we want to try to help her.
Absolutely. Bryn, thanks so much for your time, and keep us posted.
All right. Thank you so much.
You bet. Again, that is Bryn Tinker this morning joining us live on the SBI Radio Network from the Lyman FFA. For more details on the fundraisers and the auctions, just find the Lyman WYFFA group on Facebook. You can also follow the Emma Decker Benefit Auction on Facebook as well. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up, SBI Radio.